Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 6, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity. Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the work.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war. Flexibility.
War on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water.
War on the workers.
Don't pull like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air.
War on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO.
War on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Okay, and Feeney starts us off another edition of the Brain Labor Report. That's War on the Workers. Starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report. And this show is about that war. I'm telling you, it's class warfare in this country. Folks, why don't we use those words? Let's just get right out there and say it. My gosh, the rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. We are balancing the debt of this country on the backs of ordinary working people. That's what we talk about on the Brain Labor Report. We talk about this horrible system that is so unfair for ordinary workers. I'm telling you, the kind of people who get up every morning, put their boots on, go to work. They work hard. The thought of the American dream, you know, that concept, if I work hard, I could buy a house someday, send my kids to college. The American dream, as we know it, has fallen by the wayside. And the Brain Labor Report points to all of the causes. They happen to be greed, and they happen to be corporations that are out of control in this country. We like to talk about the issues of the day for the struggles of ordinary working people. That's the Brain Labor Report. We're a half-hour show. Come to you every morning, Monday through Friday, from Ashland, Oregon. Not Ashland, Ohio. We're talking about Ashland, Oregon, right in southern Oregon on Interstate 5, little town, long ways from Portland. And back east people say, oh, yeah, Oregon. Well, do you know so-and-so in Portland? Folks, that's 300 miles away. We're down here in Ashland, Oregon. We're just 14 miles from the border with California. So that's a little bit about who we are and where we are. The Brain Labor Report is for you. It's for our listeners. We come to you via KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station, 94.9 FM here in Ashland, Oregon, not Ashland, Ohio. And by gosh, we stream over the internet live at www.kskq.org. A shout out to Ashland, Ohio listeners this morning. We're glad to be with you. Okay, Brain Labor Report, always near the top of our half-hour show, likes to bring you the Workers Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. This is a real anchor for our show. So for Wednesday, what's the date, Jason? May 6, 2009, here is the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Obama administration and the Democratic Congress have pledged to move forward with establishing a new health care system for the country, but not everyone has a seat at the table deciding what the best system should be. Jesse Russell has more.
Tuesday morning, the Senate Finance Committee held a hearing regarding the future of health care in the United States, featuring 15 witnesses. However, not a single witness was a supporter of single-payer health care. Wanting their voices to be heard, a number of doctors and advocates stood up at the start of the session and demanded a seat for single payer at the table. And as they spoke, they were immediately escorted out of the room and arrested by Capitol Police.
It's only when the people that are living in the park and the people that are living on Park Avenue have the same health care that everybody will have high quality health care.
The speakers who stood up were from the organizations Physicians for a National Health Program, Healthcare Now, and Single Payer Action. Senator Max Baucus of Montana is the head of the Finance Committee, and he is also the leading Democrat in the Senate to receive donations from health insurance companies. Baucus has received more than $400,000 from the companies and their employees. As the head of the committee, it was up to Baucus to bring order to the hearing.
The whole point of this hearing and other hearings is to try to determine the best route, the best option, in determining how to best reform our country's health care system.
Although he said he respected the position of single-payer advocates, he didn't offer any of the physicians in the audience a seat at the table.
The Troy Area Labor Council has become the most recent labor organization to call on the AFL-CIO to endorse a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives that would provide single-payer health care. The Troy Labor Council is the 127th labor council to endorse H.R. 676, the bill introduced by Representative John Conyers of Michigan. The Labor Council wants the AFL-CIO to put the endorsement up for a vote during the AFL-CIO convention in September. The California Nurses Association National Nurses Organizing Committee is joining with United American Nurses and the Massachusetts Nurses Association to form a 150,000-member nurses union. When the unions complete their merger with the National Founding Convention in December, it'll become the largest registered nurses union in U.S. history. The new nurses super union will focus on organizing non-union nurses. The new combined union will also push for comprehensive health care reform. Next week, they're working together to sponsor a national RN Day of Action in Washington, D.C. that will emphasize the nurse-to-patient ratio issue, RN union representation, and health care reform. California Nurses Association co-president Deborah Berger says the collective strength and unity of this new organization will have an enormous impact on improving the lives and workplace standards for all RNs in America and will help nurses deliver higher quality care to patients. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Going to talk a little bit about health care today on the Brain Labor Report. And we don't have a guest, but we sure have some issues. Health care in this country is a national disaster. I'm going to start with a funny song. And there's nothing funny about health care. There's nothing funny about people getting hurt. But Ann Feeney does a song called The Sick Note, and this is off Union Made, and Feeney's CD called Union Made. Cut number 21 is A Sick Note. I used to work with occupational health and safety. That was my second career. And Jason, if you can grab that phone. That was my second career, and occupational health and safety is a huge endeavor in this country. People die at work. They really do. The OSHA administration has really been downsized over the last few years. That we had the Obama administration, and that's been very, very difficult. So listen, put this in perspective. When I play this very funny song, know that this is a parody. I think it'll be apparent to you. And with that, we're talking about the sick note. It comes from Ann Feeney, and to repeat, it's off Union Made, that album. And well, let's play that right now. Quit talking about it and play it, Wes. Here we go.
Dear boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. But then my foreman came along the bloody awkward sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow, that I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too dense to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket when, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my collarbone as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. Still clinging tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow. When the barrel spilled out half its bricks, 14 floors below. Now when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain. And halfway down, I met that bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I thundered toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel scattered round. I lay there bleeding on the bricks. I thought I'd passed the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then its bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there groaning on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good note. I wonder what the boss would say about that. Of course, that is funny. There's nothing funny about people being injured at work. And, you know, it's tough being a worker in this country. And workers' compensation is one aspect of health care that emphasizes the national disaster we have in this country. I want to talk about the bigger picture for just a minute. We'll play another Ann Feeney song, too. But first, I want to just chat about this. National Healthcare Now. That's the song we'll play about Ann Feeney. If you listened closely to Workers Independent News this morning, you heard about Senator Baucus from Montana. He's the head of the Finance Committee. And yesterday, in Congress, this was a hearing that took place, Finance Committee hearing on health care, and we learned on Workers Independent News that they didn't allow certain people to come to the table. Got to question the Obama administration that are shutting people out. And in this case, well, it's Senator Baucus, and we're gonna point the finger right where it has to go. This is somebody who's received $400,000. I learned this on the Workers Independent News. $400,000 from the insurance industry. So when he runs his hearing, he absolutely refuses to have at the table people who are for single-payer health care. We're talking about H.R. 676, the only health care reform measure in the country, the whole country, that excludes insurance companies. Let me tell you, the biggest lie in America is that the answer to health insurance, to reform for health insurance, is health. The biggest lie in America to reforming health care is for everyone to have insurance. You understand that health insurance companies are the biggest problem with health care. They suck from us 30% of all of our tax dollars, all of our health care dollars. I'm mincing my words up this morning. They suck 30% of all health care dollars in the United States of America for an industry that just steals that money from us. And you know how they make money? By denying claims, legitimate claims. So when Senator Baucus will not allow single-payer health care reform advocates to participate in his hearing, what he is doing is shutting the door on single-payer advocates. And in doing that, he is wide open to insurance companies running this damn system that has run it into the ground. And the worst thing wrong with healthcare in America is insurance. Again, to repeat, Senator Baucus received $400,000 from insurance companies. He's been bought and paid for. Folks, I'm telling you, pay attention to what's going on in this country. Learn about single-payer health care, and what a good way to do it. But with a song from Ann Feeney, it's off Ann Feeney's Union Made CD, and it's cut number 5. As soon as we get her lined up here, we're going to play it for you. It's called National Healthcare Now. Here we go.
Danny was born 10 weeks too soon. Told baby in the ICU. Could have saved a dollar if he spent a dime. What we did to Danny was a low-down crime.
National health care now. Thank you, Ann Feeney. By gosh, that's the theme of our show today. We don't have a guest, but we have people who we have Wes and Jason. Jason's our engineer, and I'm the host of the Brain Labor Report, coming to you out of Ashland, Oregon. That's right. Not Ashland, New Hampshire, not Ashland, Virginia, not Ashland, Ohio, not Ashland, Kentucky, but Ashland, Oregon. And I don't know if that's the total list of Ashlands in the country. There might even be more. And but we're in Ashland, Oregon, coming to you here from Southern Oregon. By gosh, Interstate 5, 14 miles. Interstate 5 is the main north route, north-south route in Oregon. And it's just west of the Cascades. Most travelers in Oregon do not realize that two-thirds of our state is a desert. That's right. And from the Cascades east, that's about two-thirds of the state, and it's dry and barren. Most people just go up and down the metropolitan part of Oregon. That's the Interstate 5 part from Ashland to Portland, and they know our state that way. So that's your geography lesson for the day from Ashland, Oregon. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report, and we're talking about healthcare a little bit now. We just did play Ann Feeney's National Healthcare Now, and that brings up a plan that Ann has, and you'll be the first to hear it right now, right here on the Brain Labor Report. Sing out for single payer. Here is the plan. This came from Ann Feeney's latest newsletter. I'm putting together a cultural workers ensemble, Sing Out for Single Payer, to sing all over Northern California and Oregon and Washington State, July 4th through the 28th. If you would like to welcome a talented group of musicians singing out for single payer healthcare into your community, contact me. If you are an artist, musician, juggler, magician, or acrobat interested in single-payer health care, and you'd like to be part of this, contact me. If you'd like to help underwrite this tour, contact me at ann@annfeeney.com. And she leaves her phone number here also. So that message is out there for you. And by gosh, a little infomercial for Ann Feeney. She starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with War on the Workers, is to point you to her website. It's annfeeney.com. And I'll spell it out for you. It's all one word. ANNEFEENEY. That's AnnFeeney.com. And take a look there. You'll see her newsletters on there. You'll see the information I just read to you about Sing Out for Single Payer. We are now working on putting this tour together, a concert tour with Ann Feeney. We'll have more information for you on that down the road. Have you ever been to jail? Have you been to jail for justice? Is another song from Ann Feeney, and I know that's off the album we play. I'm stumbling a little bit this morning, and I apologize, folks, for that. Let's see if we can get this going here. Another Ann Feeney song is going to be Have You Been to Jail for Justice. That's off her CD of the very same name. So have you been to jail for justice? That's a question for you, and here's a song. Ann Feeney sings it. Here you go.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I wanna shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been
to jail for justice. Oh, you're a friend of mine. Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
Have you been to jail for justice? Great song by Ann Feeney, playing her tunes this morning on the Brain Labor Report. We are winding her down, and we will go out with another Ann Feeney song to end the show today. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here. Jason Houck, our engineer, will also be our host for the Brain Labor Report. Jason, big thanks for that. I'm taking off with Ivan. We're headed up to a LUBA hearing. That's the Walmart appeal hearing. It goes on. The saga has been about 6 years. We're trying to keep Walmart the hell out of Medford, a big superstore in South Medford. So we're going up to Salem to pay attention to that hearing. I'll report back to you on Friday what happens with that. And so maybe we can keep them the hell out of South Medford. It's an ongoing battle, that's for sure. Okay, look at this. We don't have a lot of time left. What song should we play? We Just Come to Work Here. Well, that's not a bad one. Let's play that. Ann Feeney, We Just Come to Work Here is cut number 4 off of Union Made. With that, we're out of here today. Have a great one, folks, and be back again tomorrow. Listen to Jason tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
Economy's global, the new jobs are rotten. The factories of yore are all Superfund sites. We're circling the globe now in the search of cheap wage slaves. We've looted the treasury and boarded our flight. Goodbye to Ron Brown, farewell dirty gringo, adios to the bosses and the corporate lingo. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. CNN said they were just CEOs. My father's own father, he sailed with the yacht club. Made more in one day than you'll earn all your life. Ride in their limos till they get old and die. Ride around Brown, farewell dirty gringo, adios to the bosses and their corporate lingo. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. Wolf Blitzer says they are just CEOs. All of us are immoral, our tactics our resources depleted, it's time to roll on. 6,000 miles to that Croatian border, we chased our martinis with Dom Perignon. Goodbye to Ron Brown, farewell dirty gringo, adios to the bosses and the corporate lingo. Won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. Lied about profits and capital gains. We lied about toxics and waste dumps and NAFTA.
both sides of our mouth. We lied just the same.